Dreamscape presents My Dead Husband by N.J. Moss. Narrated by Ella Lynch. 1.
Your husband is dead. I'd think you'd have the decency to show some remorse.
I held the phone to my ear, looking out the window at the sun rising over the sea. It glittered, and I thought as I let the news wash over me, it was quite beautiful this morning. Caden was gone. Suicide, Paisley had told me. That abusive, sadistic narcissist would be in the ground soon. And she expected me to be sad.
Hello? My mother-in-law snapped. Are you there?
I cautioned myself not to allow my smile to come across in my tone. Caden was evil. He'd sent stars of concussion glimmering across my vision countless times, had forced the sight of my own blood to become commonplace, had painted my body in deep purple and ice blue bruises. But he was still her only child.
Yes, I'm here. I'm trying to process it all.
I had to leave for my bus, but it hardly seemed the best thing to say. I glanced down at the table where my half-eaten toast lay, next to the notebook I sometimes jotted ideas in. I'd sat down to this pre-work ritual with an estranged husband who refused to participate in divorce talk. Now, I was free of him. It felt like a sharp, studded collar being removed from my throat.
He mentioned you in the note.
There was unmistakable vindictiveness in her voice. Her sweet Caden could do no wrong. Shatter an orbital bone, snap a wrist. It was fair game as far as she was concerned. He said you drove him to it. The deranged urge to cheer whelmed up in me. I touched my face, as though Paisley had spirited down from Scotland and come to Weston, the small seaside town I called home. As though she was spying on me with binoculars, and I had to hide my smile.
Oh.
Oh? Oh? Didn't you hear me, Ellie? He slit his wrists, and he said it was your fault. Surely that deserves more than an oh.
I bit down 100 angry sentiments. Confrontation of others, of myself, had never...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?